For more now on the Iraqi soccer team at the Olympics, we turn to Detroit and Nadir Zoma, who is a sportscaster for the Arabic language cable channel TV Orient. Mr. Zoma, how did you spend your afternoon?
I spent my afternoon watching a beautiful game Iraq played, but was sad because they did not win. They deserved to win. They played so good. But Paraguay have more luck, and they put the ball in the nuts.
And you went to see the game with company, with Iraqi company, I gather.
With the Iraqi club, Chaldean Iraqi American Sports Club. We are about 500 members, and we all sit over 200 people, 300 people sitting in a huge restaurant. They call it Sahara, and we sit there and watch the game. We take a bite and we look at the game. Our food got cold when they score goal because we cannot interest to continue to eating.
Well, which is it? Is the cup of tea here one-third full or two-thirds empty? Is it great news that Iraq gets to play for a bronze or very sad news that they didn't get to play for a gold medal?
Well, it's a sad news they gonna play for bronze, but these players, they went to Athens with a pride. They play with all their heart. And they were practicing in a stadium where the army surrounded. And even the grass is not in the stadium anymore because the tanks was over. And even when they left to go to Athens in the Olympic, they have to use somebody else's jet. The Australian, they supply them with airlines because we have no airlines from Baghdad to Athens.
There have been some things said by coaches of the Iraqi team. Coach Adnan Hamad Majid criticized President Bush, he said, for, quote, helping to destroy our country. One Iraqi businessman there was quoted in the Los Angeles Times as saying that some of these players are very unhappy. If they weren't in sports, they would be fighting the Americans, as their relatives are doing back home.
No, really. I think the coach himself is under pressure. He don't want to go back to the country. And if you say something against his country, he thinks somebody's going to bomb him or hurt him. Maybe he was under pressure or scared. So he wanted to say, hey, okay, yeah, you know, United States, they're still invaded our country. Yeah, I'm against it too. But he really, you know, he would love to see the country be freed them from everything.
But no, but some of the players have been a little bit more candid than that. In the Los Angeles Times, player Saleh Sadir was quoted as saying, Iraq as a team does not want President Bush to use us for the presidential campaign. He can find another way to advertise himself. There seems to be some resentment there about
that. Well, I'm sure, you know, that's how they feel, these players, because they are living in that country. I agree with these players, because these players, they don't want other country be controlled in their countries.
Okay, Iraq versus Italy for the bronze medal.
Yes.
What's going to happen?
Iraq is going to beat Italy. Take my word.
I'll take your word.
Iraq will beat Italy in the bronze.
That is Nadir Zoma, who is a sportscaster with the Arabic language cable channel TV Orient, speaking with us from Detroit. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.